May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, the risen Christ and the Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me properly?
Yes.
Okay. It's good to be in your midst again. I thank this church for your prayers. I was away in Nigeria for 2 weeks, but I could feel the presence of God through your prayers. And it was quite a nice time to be with my parents, and they send their love and their prayers. Today, we are continuing with the event of the past few days. Jesus has risen from the dead. And that is our hope. And that is our joy. And that's the authority we have to say that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. You're with me. I just have a question this morning. That question is this. Where is God? Any idea? Where is God here now? Is God in this place?
Yes.
Where?
In us.
Everywhere. In the altar? Outside? Inside? Where is God?
Everywhere.
Okay. Gandhi, in one of his popular quotes, said, "If you cannot see God in the person sitting either your left or at your right or in front of you or beside you, you don't need to look any further. If you cannot see God in that person very close to you now, there's no need to look further. So when I look at you, I see God in each and every one of you. You don't need to look for that. Whatever you do to the least of these very people, Jesus said, you are doing it for me. We are God. The way we relate to each other, the way we see each other, the way we support each other is the way we do, because we are doing it unto God. In the gospel that we read, two young men were on their way, talking about the events of the last 2 days. In the Bible commentary, we were told that those two men were Cleopas and Luke. They were on their way to a village called Emmaus, and they started recounting what happened, how a young man was killed. A man that was righteous, that had no sin on him. And as they were talking, a stranger came and joined them. And the stranger said, "What are you people talking about? Who are you discussing?" They said, "Are you the only one in Israel, in the whole of Jerusalem, that have not heard what happened? Where are you coming from? Are you an alien? Are you that's what we call UFO. Unidentified flying objects. Which planet are you coming from? This has happened to everybody. Where have you been? Could it be you didn't hear all this that has happened?" The man said, "Tell me more about it." And they started to explain. Along the line, this stranger said, "But everything you said has already been prophesied long ago. This is fulfillment of prophecy." And they said, "No, we didn't really believe it. You know, we heard about it, but it never occurred to us." And they didn't know who they were talking to. The very interesting bit of that is that when the stranger was about to leave, they said, "Please, it's late. Do not go. Stay with us for a meal. Stay with us for a night. Do not leave. We have traveled for a very long journey, and we know that you need something to eat." And the stranger said, okay, bring whatever you have. And they brought their bread, and this stranger raised the bread and gave thanks. He broke the bread, and their eyes were opened. It was then that they realized that they have been all this while with Jesus. What a glorious moment it would have been for them to know that they have entertained Jesus. Jesus made himself known in the breaking of bread, as we will be going to do in a short while. They didn't know who he was. They were just doing what they are used to doing, the way Abraham did. Abraham saw this three young men that are on their way, and he said, come in, I have something to eat. In that process, Abraham entertained the angels. You don't need to know who those people are. That's why I started by saying, where is God? God is in each and every one of us. No matter how bad it might look, yes, we might expose ourselves. Yes, it might come with a cost. But the Bible told us in Matthew 10, verse 38, said, if you're not willing to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of me. It comes with a cost. In the process of doing what God has asked us to do for each one of us, we might be robbed. We might be neglected. We might be persecuted. We can even be killed. But we know that if we are obeying God, we have to accept each other as people that God has created. I remember when we were young and we lived in a vicarage, there was a day that I was strolling with my dad, and we saw these two couple, you know, along the road. Their vehicle broke down along the road, and my dad said, this is a vicarage. Why don't you come in and sleep over? In the morning, we can arrange, and then you continue with your journey. We can arrange for a mechanic, and you continue with your journey. And that's all we know. We brought them into the house. Early morning, we went for morning prayer. By the time we came back, they have robbed our house. They have taken all our valuables. And I was very bitter. And I said, my dad, why did you invite these people over? Look at what they have done now. He said, that is part of the cross. That is part of the part to play. We cannot just have it so rosy every day. If it is part of the cross we have to carry, we have to carry it. God has ordained that we will see each one of us as God. Whatever we do to the least of these people around us, no matter the race, no matter the color, no matter the creed, you are doing it for God. There is always a price to pay. In our epistle, there was a price paid by the apostle. The epistle that we read this morning in Acts, Jesus has risen. And so Peter and all the apostles were going about declaring that Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive. And what happened? They were rounded up and thrown into the public jail. That did not stop them. The jail were completely secured with all the military people hanging around, making sure that nobody comes around. At night, the angel of the Lord came, opened up the door, and asked them to go out and carry on with the work God has ordained them to do. They went about doing this work. And the Sanhedrin and the Sadducees, when they came around, they said, why are you still proclaiming this name? You have been warned not to be doing this. What was their reply? Their reply is in verse 28. But Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on the tree." What gave them the boldness? These are the same people that we are hiding a few days ago. Because they have now been convinced that Jesus is alive. And they now have the boldness to declare it. And they said, "You hanged him, you killed him, but today he lives and he lives forever." The church should be able to declare this. The church should be the voice to say that Jesus is alive. The church should be the voice to stand against injustice in the society. And when we talk about the church, we are talking about you and me. Wherever we are, we have to make a difference. We have to stand for the truth. We have to say the things the way they are. Yes, we might be imprisoned. Yes, we might be killed. Yes, the people may hate us, but that is also part of the cross that we have to carry. Last Sunday, we know what happened in Sri Lanka, where people were there worshiping God, and people came in and started shooting them. But that's not the end of the story. The church will always march on. The gates of hell can never prevail. Persecution didn't start today. It is part of the process. We cannot run away from it. And so we have to get encouraged. We have to be empowered. We have to stand, knowing fully well that whatever comes, that we belong to God. Paul said, "To live is for Christ, and to die is gain." So do not be afraid. Do not be despair. We have to move on. We have to see each other, no matter what the society wants to tell us about them and us. We are all one in Christ. In Christ, no east, no west. We are all one in him. And so, let us go and do likewise. Go and see each one around you as God. Treat him as one. No matter what the cost, no matter the barriers, always remember that we all belong to God. And to God, we will end in. Amen.